You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. No touching. Item number, SCP-1119. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. SCP-1119 is to be contained in an M-type humanoid anomaly containment cell, HACC, at Site 53. In the event personnel need to enter SCP-1119's cell, they are to wear Level C hazmat suits to avoid skin-to-skin contact. All requests made by SCP-1119 are to be screened and allowed or denied as per standard Euclid-class humanoid containment protocol. Barring express permission by at least one member of attached Level 3 research staff, SCP-1119 is not allowed to leave its cell. Description. SCP-1119 is a Caucasian male aged 54, measuring 174.3 centimeters and weighing 154.6 kilograms. X-ray scans and exploratory surgery of SCP-1119's body have yielded several anomalous findings. Evidence exists of absorption of tissue and organs belonging to other sentient beings by SCP-1119's body. This resembles twin embolization syndrome, although this has never been shown to occur outside of a uterus. SCP-1119 has been found to have two human eyeballs attached to the interior of a medial lobe of a right lung. In addition, SCP-1119 carries several superfluous organs and miscellaneous tissues, including a kidney, two spleens, a gallbladder, two fallopian tubes, and approximately 3.4 meters of small intestine, all of which are stored in the abdominal cavity. These organs and tissues are connected to SCP-1119's body by a network of small blood vessels so that atrophy or necrosis of absorbed material is prevented. DNA tests on samples taken have shown tissues present belonging to at least 15 separate individuals, both male and female. None of these could be reliably traced, though one was shown to be similar enough to SCP-1119's own DNA to assume a direct genetic relation. Tests have shown that skin-to-skin contact with SCP-1119 will initiate the absorption process. Once contact has been made, cells in the epidermis of SCP-1119 bond with those in the victim's skin and absorb them. The process appears to be irreversible and can only be halted by amputation or excision of connected tissues. SCP-1119 shows signs of severe stress when absorption occurs, while victims appear to enter a coma-like state within 2-5 seconds of initiation of absorption. It is currently unknown what causes this state. Total absorption takes approximately 10 minutes per kilogram of tissue. The process seems to move around any non-organic matter it finds, leaving any such article behind after it completes. Note that although absorption of victims is complete, SCP-1119's body mass does not increase correspondingly. It is currently unknown how SCP-1119's body processes absorbed tissues. SCP-1119 does not appear to retain any characteristics, memories, or personality traits of those absorbed. SCP-1119 has exhibited relief at being held and will not usually initiate any form of contact from severe clinical depression. Treatment has been started using counseling and medication, 50 mg fluvoxamine, oral dose 1 time per 24 hours. SCP-1119 is extremely uncomfortable around others and will not usually initiate any form of contact. Genealogical research has revealed SCP-1119's father to have been deceased since 19 and his mother to have been deceased since 2000. SCP-1119 has referred, when pressed, to his life as extremely sheltered. Addendum 1119-A-01. Recovery and Preliminary Containment Notes. SCP-1119 came to the Foundation's attention when it attempted to commit suicide by jumping from the bridge. Despite clear warnings by SCP-1119, a police officer grabbed his hand and was partially absorbed in full view of the public. The resulting 911 calls were intercepted and a containment team was sent out. Emergency airborne Class A amnestics were administered to all involved, and SCP-1119 was taken to Site-53 for evaluation. Broadcasts of footage taken at the site were disrupted, and all evidence was confiscated and destroyed as per Guideline HM/GD-EVT-0013-E:Rev2.16. Addendum 1119-A-02. SCP-1119 has shown limited regenerative qualities following Incident 1119-I-01. Further research warranted. Dr. Aislinger. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes. Rating, reviewing, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at curehd.ca.